spoiled. I have a history. And I know the places that do it particularly well. And here, I can't imagine a place that outdoes AMS, no matter what it is that she would like to accomplish. Of course, AMS Studios also helps guys. I took a couple of pictures with Bobby Rush out at Capital Oyster Bar yesterday. I was really happy with the way I looked, but I got to be honest, some of that came from treatments I've had at AMS called microneedling. And all it does, it's a technology that stimulates your skin to produce more elastin. And it's well worth it because I see the results. I always point people to the cover photo on Facebook. That is not a touched up photo, but deep wrinkles and things like that go away in this process because your skin is regaining a tighter feel and it's totally natural. Cosmetic procedures, surgeries and so forth, you never know what the result's going to be. I mean, they can give you an idea, but they can't guarantee the result. But this, it's just improvement if that's what you're looking to do. In terms of spoilage, this med spa has an array of services available, including a massage that is off the charts. Ashley is one of the masseuses at AMS. I know several people who have had a massage from her, and she's off the charts. She's off the charts. If you're looking for help with weight loss or body remodeling, these services, too, are available at AMS. I do believe Pam is going to be joining us either tomorrow or Thursday for a business break, and I'm looking forward to it. They do permanent makeup, electrolysis, the latest technology. Here's the thing. Pam is always on top of whatever the newest edition of these treatments are. So you're getting, you know, with electrolysis, a virtually pain-free experience. My suggestion, get a gift certificate. Talk to Pam about a gift certificate that will cover whatever she wishes to do off of that list. And I'm telling you, just walking into AMS Studios takes you out of this world and to another place that's really, really pleasant. Call 730-1268, 730-1268 for a conversation, to arrange a consultation, or browse the menu and stop by 119 East Main in Prattville, because Mom's Day is getting here fast. And I can't think of a better gift than letting her choose from the incredible menu, which you can find at ams-studios.com or again 730-1268. Traffic and then Wall Street Business next.
Well, traffic remains busy all over Montgomery. We're getting a good bit of congestion around Baptist, also at Troy Highway, at East South Boulevard, East Boulevard at Vaughan and I-85. I-65 and 85 are loaded up, and we've still got police and a vehicle off on the right side of the road, 65 northbound, just before Fairview Avenue. Watch out for those folks. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us busy, but all clears. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. At Thompson Tractor, your job matters. Come experience their commitment to customer service. They can provide the equipment, parts, service, and rentals you need to keep your machine performing its best. Visit Thompson Tractor or check out their website, thompsontractor.com. Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
With Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. U.S. stocks have clawed back some of their losses from last week. The S&P 500 rose 0.9% to recover more than a quarter of last week's rout. Technology stocks led the way as yields stabilized in the bond market. Bank stocks were also strong, following better profits than expected from Truist Financial and others. They helped offset a drop for Tesla, which announced more cuts to prices over the weekend. The Dow was up 253 points today to close at 38,239. The NASDAQ gained 169 to 15,451. The S&P 500 adding 43 points to 5010. New York oil rose, or fell rather, 29 cents to $82.85 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family. coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan, call Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for surplus or even new steel products? Look no further. At Southern Steel, they are your premier steel dealer to help you save big without compromising on quality. Come browse their vast inventory. From sturdy beams, pipe, and steel plates, Southern Steel has it all. Don't miss out on this opportunity to supercharge your projects while saving money. Visit Southern Steel today at 1295 North McDonough Street or on Facebook or call 240-2223. See you soon.
Reward yourself and your home with beautiful new flooring from Georgia Floors Direct. Since 1969, GFD has guaranteed the lowest prices on the largest inventory of all types of flooring. Visit or call today, Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
The National Association of Backyard Gardeners,
in conjunction with your local True Value Hardware Store,
present the Better Homes and Gardens Hot Rod Lawn Tractor Pulling Championship! See top weekend gardeners and their monster lawn tractors battle it out!
In a sod busting,
turf building,
yard mulching,
wood hauling,
bird bath moving, frenzy of fertilizer!
Steve Off, the Green Tom Johnson, and his nitro-burning, methane-belching, belt-driven Yardman 500.
Laid on a 2-foot path of wood chips in only 16 seconds!
See Ed, the number cruncher Flexman, and his rear-bagging Toro 6000.
Dig a 20-foot in-ground sprinkler trench before the sun goes down!
It's grass-cutting,
weed-eating,
snow-plowing,
lawn tractor action! The Better Homes and Gardens Lawn Tractor Pulling Championship!
Be there!
Be there!
Be there!
I will!
Be there!
Shut up!
Be there!
I got tickets!
Be there!
And bring your camera!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Five.
Peters reporting a prosecutor told jurors that Donald Trump tried to illegally influence the 2016 presidential election by preventing damaging stories about his personal life from becoming public. The statement came at the start of the former president's alleged hush money trial. A defense lawyer countered by saying that Trump was innocent and by attacking the integrity of the one-time Trump confidant who's now the government's star witness. Columbia University has canceled in-person classes, and police have arrested dozens of students at Yale University as tensions over the war in the Middle East continue to grow on U.S. college campuses. The moves at the Ivy League schools came hours before Monday's evening start of the Jewish holiday of Passover. On Wall Street, the Dow by 253 points. More details at srnnews.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
The long-term deficit and debt that we have accumulated is unsustainable. And that means that we're mortgaging our children's future.
Take the last train to Brooksville, and we'll be caught as inflation. We can tax it, that's not dirty, and revive that old stagflation. Don't go slow. Oh, no, no, no. To hell we go. Cause the bleeding hearts are warning. and I don't know if the feds will own my home. Austin Gillespie, Chrissy Roemer, economic throne wannabes. Nicole, Todd, and Robert gets you a bike. Lon Manuel, trying us all to bankruptcy. Take the last train to Brooksville. Now I must give up my phone. I can hear IRS agents making me buy my neighbor's home. His nose so low. Oh, no, no, no. To hell we go. And I don't know.
So that's the song that came out during the thriving prosperity brought to us by Barack Hussein Obama. And guess what? If you leave something like that long enough in the system and we elect another Democrat, it's still pertinent. Sadly. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It is 5:13. We're hoping Jacqueline is going to join us at 5:35. Miss Murray, our movie maven, decided... It's Monday. Mondays can be tough, so we're going to do some fun stuff with comedies. Some series you may not be aware of that, if you're looking for a laugh, might be a good recommendation. So that'll be around 5:35, brought to you by AMS Studios in Prattville. Brant won't be on at 5:15. We had him on earlier. And as always, get great market analysis from him. And a reminder now that before we go to 1819 News, if you are involved in an accident... There are a bunch of body shops around town, but there's only one Montgomery Payton body. And it's a standard they've established over four decades ago. It starts with Donnie Turner and the type of man that he is, and that he will not, it's not within his realm to shortchange anybody in any aspect of life, but the customers that choose MPB can be assured of one thing. Everything that's damaged will get replaced, repaired, repainted, fixed. Period. They don't cut corners. There's no shortcuts. It's called getting more bang for your buck. Pun intended. With MPB, not only is the damage assessment going to be thorough and complete, but when it's done, they're going to give you back a car that from bumper to bumper looks good as new, maybe better. Because that's what they do. When the repaired area is complete and the paint is dry and the car's almost ready, I mean, they will not return. This happened to Rich Thomas once. He had some damage on the back end of the car, and Donnie looked it over, was not pleased with the paint match. And they redid it until he was. He just, that's the way he is, and that's what you want. Because you pay those premiums, you're entitled to the best possible result, and they are literally perfectionists. 27 wreck with a W. If your car is not drivable, remember, ask the tow truck to bring it to MPB. If it is, get in touch with your insurance agent, get a claim number so they can immediately begin the process of ordering the parts and preparing your car for staging for that day when you get it back looking good as new, maybe better. Their number is 27 wreck with a W. 1819 News is next.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com. 1819 News.
The Alabama House will be considering a bill that applies state obscenity laws to the books that are chosen and made available to minors within public libraries. The current state laws on obscenity have an exception that applies to public libraries. However, this bill would eliminate that exception and criminalize the knowing distribution of obscene materials within the library. The bill is being sponsored by State Representative Jamie Keel. Keel says that librarians should know of the presence of these materials and keep them away from minors so that parents can drop their kids off and know that they're not going to encounter sexually explicit material. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you, to have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A van used to transport daycare children crashed on Monday morning in Jefferson County. Six children and the driver had to be taken to UAB Hospital. The driver and one child are currently in serious condition. The other five passengers sustained minor injuries. The van apparently hit a tree on its way to school in the Center Point area. Well, seventh grade students walked out on a substitute teacher for claiming that there are 48 genders. The incident happened at a school in Springville. Corey Fortner told 1819 News that a family member was part of the group when the teacher made the statement. The young male student said he was uncomfortable with the conversation and asked to be excused from the class. Most of the other students followed that boy's lead. Springville Mayor Dave Thomas says he's looking into the matter. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
Time for traffic.
Well, traffic remains busy all over Montgomery. We're getting a good bit of congestion around Baptist, also at Troy Highway, at East South Boulevard, East Boulevard at Vaughn and I-85. I-65 and 85 are loaded up, and we've still got police and a vehicle off on the right side of the road, 65 northbound, just before Fairview Avenue. Watch out for those folks. Bratmel, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us busy, but all clears. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. At Thompson Tractor, your job matters. Come experience their commitment to customer service. They can provide the equipment, parts, service, and rentals you need to keep your machine performing its best. Visit Thompson Tractor or check out their website, thompsontractor.com. Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our way below normal temperatures continue, at least for now, with improvement later in the week. Clear, cold tonight, jacket weather. Overnight low temperature in the middle 40s. Tomorrow, a little warmer, especially by afternoon. Comfortable, high 77. Wednesday and Thursday, we're back to the lower 80s with more sun and mid-80s on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension of only sleight of hand, but no mind. A journey into a dubious land whose boundaries are that of imagination. The signpost up ahead warns of a sharp turn to the left. You've just entered the liberal zone.
And will that be all for you today?
No! Give me all your money!
Here, take it all! Take it, please, please! My gift to you!
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, this security camera videotape clearly shows the defendant, John Taylor, robbing the grab-and-go market at gunpoint. Your Honor, I rest my case.
Just a moment. Did you have permission from the defendant to videotape him?
Well, no, Your Honor.
I'm afraid I'll have to disallow this videotape to be used against the defendant, since you willfully violated his constitutional right to privacy in public places. Case dismissed.
Excuse me, Your Honor. What constitutional right to privacy in public places?
Oh, don't you know? It's all the rage in France right now. In fact, just the other day, I was talking to my good friend, Judge Pierre Fragois, and he said...
Brian Jones, a lonely city prosecutor, has just had his world turned upside down by a crazy judge with a living constitution. Something which only makes sense in the liberal zone.
So an interesting thing on my radio social media site, this is where... Hotshot jocks and hawk show toasts from around the country gather to share ideas and stuff. It's really cool. And somebody talked about reading an article that implied boomers don't care about the world they leave behind for their kids and grandkids. And I am so sick of this.
Yeah.
First of all, and I think this is the ultimate argument, when you've lived a little life, you start to realize that the same things tend to repeat themselves. And most of us who qualify into that demographic have been through the end of the world from our childhoods. It's always something. Always something. I think back to an episode of All in the Family. And Rob Reiner? Yeah, Michael was the character he played on All in the Family, has been spewing garbage. He wrote it into the show. He used the number one show on TV to put his liberal talking points out there. And, of course, Archie always disagreed, and Archie, they made him look like an uneducated dummy. But everything he espoused on that show, if you go back and watch, it's in reruns. It's on, I think, one of the streaming services that's free. I remember one episode in particular, he grabs a can of hairspray off Gloria's dresser and says, "You see this? This is going to kill us all because of the ozone layer and because there's hydrocarbons or something. Every time you spray your hair, you're killing the planet." The ozone layer healed itself, if I'm not mistaken. It's just one thing after another, and it's always the end of the world, and that's one reason they get people to pay attention. So pardon us if we don't wet ourselves over the latest calamity that's coming our way. It was going to be nuclear war. What were we taught? We'll survive. Just get under your desk or stand in twos in front of your locker, right? Duck and cover. The population bomb. Again, going back to All in the Family, he mentions at that time in the 70s, there were 2 billion people on the planet. Says, you know how many people are going to be here by the year 2000? 8 billion. Who's going to feed all those people? Well, countries that have embraced technology can feed as many as they need to. We've made great improvements in farming and production. And generally, when there's starvation, it's because of corrupt governments. I'm talking about other countries. Here, it's any number of reasons. But nobody has to go hungry. We have all kinds of programs to feed people. But at some point, you've got to be responsible for yourself. The population bomb. And the guy that wrote that garbage is still a tenured professor, which tells you everything we need to know about our modern educational system. He said in the book, When the World's Population, if I have yet to meet anybody familiar with the situation who thinks that India will be self-sufficient in food by 1971. In the book's 1971 edition, the later prediction was 24 years since the world was supposed to end. From the population bomb. So, yeah, we're a little bit jaded and skeptical, and this whole climate change thing is crazy. And if there hadn't been climate change, we'd all be under an iceberg right now. Not an iceberg, but a glacier. But they retreated and left behind the Appalachian Mountains and the soil we have today. Would it be better if the glaciers grew back? There were times when they were warning us about that. So it's either going to be too hot, too cold, or acid rain is falling out of the sky and it's going to eat our flesh. So the whole idea of being conscious about how we as individuals treat the planet by properly disposing of waste and so forth, that's the part we can take care of. But these gigantic multi-trillion dollar programs have nothing to do with saving the planet, which is a hell of a lot stronger than we ever give it credit for being. So, yeah, that's why boomers are not buying in. We had our things. But this is a religious cult. And people struggle so mightily with the idea that there is a God, but you have to bow down to something, right? So why not the altar of climate change? Hardly a surprise. Coming up in a little bit, AMS Studios brings you our movie maven, Miss Murray, with some comedy suggestions if rainy days and Mondays, not raining, beautiful day, one of the best days of the year, get you down. We'll have some viewing suggestions that will put a smile on your face. Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. Hard to go there and not experience a smile when you see the unbelievable selection and notice those stickers offering 50% off the top ticket price. That's what you can expect. And at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, you've got two of the best furniture experts anywhere in the state of Alabama under one roof. One is Stella Beard, who knows that inventory inside out. So when you call or walk in looking for a specific type of piece, she'll know where to find it. She'll know where to find it in the budget with which you have to work. Joining Stella is Leslie Wolfolk, who has decorating experience and can help you theming a room or making determination. For example, you're looking for a piece for a room that's already got furniture in it. Bring a photo so you can pick something out that will be, through her trained eye and experience, a great fit for that room. This is expertise you're just not going to get anywhere else. Plus, at Kaiser, you save on sales tax. It's 8.25% there and not 10%. So if you're shopping for furniture and you don't at least include Kaiser, you're shortchanging yourself out of an incredible selection. Get a great sneak preview at their website, ShopKaiser.com. That's ShopKaiser.com. Or stop by and see Stella and Leslie and a great team of people at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Off to the traffic dungeon now, 5:30.
Well, a lot of cars on the road this afternoon, and so far everybody's getting along with one another. We've got a good bit of traffic, I-65 and 85, and all of our normal spots that are busy this time of the afternoon, they are East Boulevard, Taylor Road, 85 northbound from Taylor to Chantilly. Even I-65 and 85, very busy through downtown Montgomery with a little slow traffic right now. 85 southbound from Jackson up to the 65 merge. Buckle up and be safe. We'll keep you updated. So much going on at Festival Plaza. Stop by World Finance, River Region Ballet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Have you ever noticed how many car dealers start their commercials with,
"It's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused."
At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all of that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. New cars and trucks are arriving daily. Plus, Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks, all makes and models. If you're getting a refund from Uncle Sam, it could be your down payment. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LP just doesn't stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for lowest prices in the River Region. Come to the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
This is your Black Health 365 moment. April is National Stress Awareness Month, a time to learn more about the negative impact of stress. There is no single definition for stress, but the most common explanation is physical, mental, or emotional strain or tension. Long-term stress can have harmful impacts on physical and mental health. Talk to a professional so that you can familiarize yourself with ways to manage your stress. This has been your Black Health 365 moment, because a healthy lifestyle is a daily choice.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey there, folks. I'm Hannah Grantham.
And I'm Eddie Bader. Exciting news. We've joined Forest Meadows Homes and Land.
That's right. And with over 16 years of combined experience from Eddie and I,
you're guaranteed to receive some of the finest real estate knowledge in the Tri-County area.
So why wait? Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or reach out to me, Eddie, at 334-322-0662. Let's get you moving.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our way below normal temperatures continue, at least for now, with improvement later in the week. Clear, cold tonight, jacket weather. Overnight low temperature in the middle 40s. Tomorrow, a little warmer, especially by afternoon. Comfortable, high 77. Wednesday and Thursday, we're back to the lower 80s with more sun, and mid-80s on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Live
local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Our movie maven, Miss Murray, is brought to you by AMS Studios. Relax your soul, refresh your mind, renew your sparkle with AMS Studios at 119 East Main in Prattville. AMS-studios.com or call 730-1268. And now to put some fun in Monday, we welcome Ellen Murray. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I like this idea. Mondays can be tough, draining days for a lot of folks, even though many did have the day off today. To come up with some things that might make people smile. And you sent a very interesting list. And as you so often do, come up with things that a lot of people may have never seen. So we're going to make these suggestions this afternoon. And I'm taking, because I see first on the list, Flight of the Conchords is not a show about supersonic jets.
It is not.
So tell us, why are you recommending this show? I'm eager to hear. Go ahead.
It's one that I had watched a while back, and I'd kind of forgotten about it, and I was just reminded of it again recently, so I thought this would be a good one to recommend. It's about these two New Zealand guys who want to make it big in music, so they move from New Zealand, where there's more sheep than people, to New York City. And they do their own songs. They write their songs and sing in the show, but the songs are really hilarious, and the, you know, situations are just sort of two out-of-place guys trying to fit in the big city and make it big in the music industry, and it's a really, really funny show. There's only two seasons of it.
I don't,
you can watch it on Hulu and Prime.
I don't need an answer right now, but if you recall anything within that show that might make, you know, because we love to play parodies and funny songs here, send me a recommendation on those.
Okay.
That'd be cool.
The Humans Are Dead is a song sung by the robots after they kill them all.
What's the name of that again?
The humans are dead.
I like it. All right, so
might have to preview some of them for language. I'm not sure. I'll look into that for you.
Yes, we have very high standards for good, clean language on this show, as you know. What's next on the list?
Next is by the same actor from Flight of the Conchords created this other show called What We Do in the Shadows.
Well,
and it's about these four roommates living together and trying to make their way in the world, but they're all vampires.
Oh.
So a lot of the hilarity comes from them just trying to fit in with a normal society, but also they're all very quirky and interesting characters.
I've never heard of this one before. So they're all vampires and they're trying to fit into mainstream society.
It's been called one of the most funniest laugh out loud shows that's ever existed.
I got to check this out. What service carries What We Do in the Shadows?
That's an FX show, so you can watch it on Hulu.
Oh, great. And there's five seasons?
Yes.
That's excellent, because if you like it, you know you've got plenty left to watch. You can go on a binge.
There is also a feature film of this story. It's by the same title, What We Do in the Shadows, the movie.
You know, I looked at the list and I saw What We Do in the Shadows, and for a moment there, I was afraid it was going to be, you know, something like that, but we now know better, don't we? Now, I've heard of the show Archer. I see that on the list. Tell us why you are recommending this for humor.
Archer is one of the most funny shows that I think I've ever seen. It's an animated series, and there's like 14 seasons of it.
Wow.
But it's about this group of secret agents. But, and Archer is the main character. His mother runs the agency, and he's got a lot of issues.
So that's cool.
But he's also a spy that, you know, they get sent on these adventures and, you know, have relationships and things.
Archer. All right. Next up.
Worth a watch. Ghosts.
Ghosts.
I saw it for the first time when I first moved to Montgomery, and I was staying in an Airbnb, and this came on TV, and I thought I would check this out. But it's a show about a couple that leaves the big city and buys an old rundown sort of a mansion that they want to turn into an Airbnb, and they don't realize that it's haunted, except the girl can see the ghosts and hear them and talk to them, and the guy can't, so hilarity ensues, as you can imagine.
You know, it's funny, ghosts remain one of the most popular topics on TV. You know, when there was a time long ago when the Travel Channel actually traveled and went to, you know, exotic destinations. Now it's all about tracking down haunted buildings and old hotels and stuff. So that sounds like something that a lot of folks would want to try. Ghosts, and that's on what service?
That one is on Hulu and Prime. And also, there's a British version of the same exact show that came first. So the Americans were like, oh, that was funny in England, so we'll do the same exact show. They just have different actors playing the same exact character.
Kind of like The Office.
Yeah, exactly.
Separate shows. And by the way, I've watched the British version of The Office, and it's actually very funny. And there's one more on the list. Tell us about The Good Place.
The Good Place is a show starring Kristen Bell and Ted Danson. And this girl is just not a good person. She's always just selfish and doing things for herself and doesn't care about anybody else. And she gets hit by a bus and ends up where she thinks she should be going to hell, and she realizes that she's actually in the good place, heaven.
Oh.
And there's some sort of a bureaucratic mix-up where she wasn't supposed to end up there, but there was also these other characters that all ended up there as well. So it's the story of these people that are misfits in heaven.
You know, you just changed my life with this, because I got hit by a bus. I must be in the good place. I didn't realize that. You know, in fact, I wasn't even aware that Kristen Bell did acting, because we know the song Text Me Merry Christmas by her, and that's fun. And Ted Danson is always good. In fact, I just watched the finale of Curb Your Enthusiasm, and they brought him back for that. Although, I got to tell you, if people were disappointed in the Seinfeld finale, the finale for Curb Your Enthusiasm was worse. And that may have been by design with Larry David. Who knows? All right, so just to recap here, five shows that Miss Murray is recommending if you're looking for something amusing and different, too, which is nice. Flight of the Conchords, that's on Hulu and Prime. What We Do in the Shadows, find that on FX and Hulu. Archer on Hulu. Hulu, by the way, has a lot more great programming than I ever gave it credit for, and I'm glad
it
I resubscribed.
Really does.
Ghosts from CBS, Hulu, and Prime, and the last one we discussed was The Good Place. And I may start there because I, naturally, because of my own experience, I'm interested in what happens to people who get hit by buses and survive. So thank you so
very
much.
It's a cute show. It's colorful, and I think you'll like it a lot.
I really appreciate this. This is great. And in fact, I will probably bring this back for the morning show tomorrow because people need a laugh, and I really think this is a great idea to do this today. By the way, I wanted to extend, I'm starting my 20th year here a week from Wednesday at the Baumhauers, and I wanted to make sure you knew that, because I want everybody that's contributing to the show to be there.
Oh, great. Congratulations.
Thank you, and we'll look forward to talking to you again on Wednesday, right?
Okay, yep. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Miss Murray.
All right.
Brought to you by AMS Studios in Prattville. Look them up at ams-studios.com, and you'll find something great for the lady you want to please on Mom's Day. And you may have more than one. It's much easier to go to one place and get a bunch of gift certificates. They can be redeemed for all kinds of really, really excellent services. So thank you, Ellen Murray. It's 5:43. We now go to Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob.
Yes! Oh, Chad.
How are you, buddy?
I'm great, man. Listen, this movie thing just reminded me of this great lawsuit filed today.
Oh.
So this lawyer goes to a Cineplex. You know, they own about 1,600 theaters in the United States. And he wants 24-ounce beer, right?
Right.
And he's like, you know, that cup seems a little bit shy of 24 ounces. So he takes the cup home and he pours, you know, he fills it up. It's only 22 ounces. So everybody's been paying for 24-ounce beer and only getting 22 ounces. So he files a class action lawsuit against Cineplex. I'm like, what a classic class action lawsuit. You know, like,
well, do you remember, Chad, a few years ago, Subway got sued because their foot long was an inch short?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I remember when Taco Bell got sued, too, for not having real taco meat or something. I, you know, there's all sorts of stuff. But I'll be honest with you. If Cineplex is actually saving 2 ounces of beer at 1,600 theaters, that's a lot of money.
It is. Here's the thing. It's like, I'm almost wondering, now that you brought this up, Burger King should be vulnerable because the Whopper is no longer a Whopper. When the Whopper first came out, it fit the palm of your hand, and I have large hands. And now...
That's what Trump said.
Isn't that one of Joe's talking points, too? Shrinkflation?
Yeah.
I'll tell you,
man. So if a Whopper's not a Whopper anymore, then what's a Whopper Junior?
Yeah, the bastard child of the Whopper. That's what it is.
Hey, let me move to a serious topic for a minute, and I really mean
move
this.
Away, my friend.
Very, very frightening what is happening to our Jewish brothers and sisters.
Yes,
up in New York and in Chicago and even at Yale and all that. Greg, I never in my lifetime ever thought that I would see something like this again. You know,
really.
After what has happened in World War II, I mean, it's just blatant racism and mob rule. Insane! It's insane. I'm gonna make a suggestion for you for a guest to come to your show.
Sure.
I think you ought to get the local temple rabbi, Rabbi Luper, to come talk about what's going on and what's going on in the world and what effect it's having on, you know, our Jewish friends. Around, because let me tell you, if they're doing this publicly, this is the sign of sickness in society. They are now over 30 Ivy League and upper echelon schools being investigated for anti-Semitic conduct in this last year.
God.
Guess what schools are not on the list? SEC schools.
Really?
There's not a... None of the SEC... It's Stanford, it's Harvard, it's Yale, it's Columbia, it's every liberal institution in the country. You can find the list, but that just goes to show you how corroded and how corrupted the Ivy League and the higher supposedly educated people are, that they have become so open-minded that they tolerate violence and misogyny and all this kind of stuff. There's very stuff that they preach against, right? You know? So, and as usual, they're eating their own. I'm glad to see there's a little bit of condemnation out there, but I remember Joe Biden ran specifically on what happened up at Charlottesville, UVA. You know? It took him 6 months before he finally said a word and condemned the violence because it was so obvious it was up on TV, right?
Yeah.
So... But regardless of your political party or your faith, this is totally unacceptable in a free country that's a democratic republic. And anybody engaged in trespassing and in violent acts and intimidation, they need to be arrested and prosecuted to the fullest extent. You know, I mean, I mean, some of the stuff they're doing is just unbelievable. I mean, they're... And then said, oh, no, we're just after Zionists. And I'm like, well, let me ask you a question. When you see somebody on the Columbia campus that looks Jewish, how do you know they're a Zionist? You don't know they're a Zionist.
Right.
They don't have a little tag that says Zionist on them.
No, they're not handing out business cards.
You're going after them because they're Jewish. They, you know, whether they're Zionist or not Zionist, right? I mean, you're right. There's no business card that says Jewish Zionist. You know? So... Just like there's not one that says liberal Catholic, you know. So, by the way, I thought it was kind of humorous that one of the archbishops called Biden stupid over the weekend.
Some are finally speaking out, Chad. They've got to.
They do. I mean, they are. I mean, you know, But anyway, if you get a chance to maybe get the rabbi on your radio station, that would make a great.
Chad, is this somebody you know?
I don't know him personally. I've heard good things about him. He's at Temple Bethel, I think it is.
I think it's a great idea. Right. I would love to follow through on this.
Yeah, I mean, somebody in the audience is going to know and will be able to reach out to him because I think it'd be terrific. You know, because I'm telling you what, when they can do that, if they're doing that stuff in the public, what are they doing behind closed doors?
Yeah, good question.
All right, my friend, you guys have a great one.
Thanks, Chad.
Thanks, Chad.
where was I going to go from here? I just had a brilliant idea. Well, when I'm waiting for that to bounce back. By the way, the judge in the documents case has unredacted a lot of what Jack Smith and the lawyers are hiding. And it's outrageous. It's just outrageous. It is 5:50. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's at 277-2125. We've been using them for over a decade to address anything from plumbing concerns for the annual, semi-annual tune-ups that we get on our heating and AC system. And I'm just, I know some of you have heard the story, but I'm going to keep telling it because I want people listening to understand that you have a purchase option with Clark's when you need a new unit. And we had several choices to pick from. We did not go with the least expensive. We picked an upgraded model, and they explained why over the long haul would be a better option. Now, at the time, they had nursed our existing system, which was about 20 years old, through its final summer. And I had electric bills that were pushing or exceeding $500 a month, okay? And we're still in the same size house. We bought a unit from Clark's, has a nice digital display. It's real easy to work with. And when you touch it to set the thermostat, you get an immediate result, which is great. Sometimes with an older unit, you're waiting like 15, 20 minutes before you start to notice that it's gotten cooler or warmer in the house. We were on budget billing because of those high electric bills, and we started out with Alabama Power and Light at $395 a month. They readjust that every 3 months depending on energy consumption. This new unit that we bought from Clark's is so energy efficient. Our budget billing with Alabama Power and Light went from $395 to $349 to $295 to $249 to $212, and now it's $190 a month. That's on the budget billing. That's it. Just an incredible result from this one significant change, getting an energy-efficient system that really performs and produces the temperature change you want immediately. So if you are looking for a new system, please consider them. 277-2125, and then you have the best HVAC techs on the planet to service it and get maximum benefit. And a Clark's Club membership will help those of you with existing units that don't need replacement to get the most out of those. Energy efficiency and better results. 277-2125. I didn't give enough time to their plumbers, but they too are amazing at diagnosing and fixing virtually any problem inside or outside your house. 277-2125 or clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Continue to be busy all over the city this afternoon. We had a report of an accident on 85 northbound right near the Mulberry Street ramp that comes up and joins. We don't see it on the cams. Traffic seems to be moving past there. Please just use caution there in case it's out of our eye view. And if you're on the boulevards, very busy there. Taylor Road, 231 to Wetumpka, still a bit busy, as well as Troy Highway outbound. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us busy but all clear. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. So when someone asks,
how's your French going?
You can say,
Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue.
Now try Babbel free. Just text radio to 64,000. Text radio to 64,000.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Car sounding a bit rough? You know what's great? If your car engine is not performing the way you'd like, or the light comes on and says, check the oil or the filter, or just check engine light, it's great to have a place to know where to take it as soon as something like that happens. And for so many people here in the River Region, that place with three locations is Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. Certified technicians, state-of-the-art diagnostics, and customer service that makes it so easy to keep your car maintained. Not to mention that when you need tires, they're the place to go for a wholesale price on a tire and a price that always includes installation. If you need a ride to your office or back to your house, just ask. Whatever it takes to facilitate the maintenance of your car, Don Duncan would love to do it. They do it from Mount Duncan, serving Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14 behind the McDonald's on the hill up there. Downtown at 408 Madison. If you work downtown, that's ideal. And Southeast Montgomery from Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire, also on Facebook.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Or the crapaganda. By the way, I found one of the songs from the Flight of the Conchords that I have time to play now. Want to preview it? The Hypopotamus versus the Rhinoceros. I like it already. We were talking a few minutes back about some of the stuff, those of us who have lived a little life and have heard the end of the world story over and over and over again. Just another example. A senior UN environmental official says entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by rising sea levels if the global warming trend isn't reversed by the year 2000. So we either reversed it or it's bullcrap because they're all here. There's memes that go around the internet, and I know a meme is not exactly scientific proof, but what they do is they present photographs of, like, the Statue of Liberty and Plymouth Rock and other geographic icons where photos were taken 100 years ago. And we hear this relentless insanity, the pounding on the Wailing Wall of rising sea levels and, whoa, we're the ones we've been waiting for. And they're the same, right to the inch. The water level isn't an inch higher now than it was 100 years ago. So what the fork are they talking about? They're full of crap. Earth Day was necessary because at that time we were not good caretakers of our rivers, lakes, our forests, our air. We have made, in my opinion, and over my lifetime, which isn't particularly long, by the way, incredible strides in cleaning the air, cleaning the water, and stopping poisoning our natural resources. That was the idea. I think we've done a fantastic job. But I'm sorry. I'm just not into wasting money on environmental fantasy fear factor theater.
Bye, sexy.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Well, then I'm going to do that. Because David Ernest is next on the Rusty Van Crew. On behalf of Rosie Brock, David Blackman, Ellen Murray, and more, thanks for tuning in. Back in the morning with Rich Thomas and Jay Scott. You have a great night, and thanks for punching us up.